Chapter 3. Samantha saw the puff of smoke before she heard the crack of Wormley's gun. James swatted the air as if an angry bee was buzzing near him. Then he saw the horses heading his way. He dropped his plants and hightailed it toward the woods. Samantha ran too, pushing branches out of her way and leaping over logs. She paused at the top of a ravine, the steep green slope sliding down to a stream at the bottom. The ravine was too deep to cross. It would take her too long to go around. She veered out of the forest, not caring now if Wormley saw her or not. "James!" she yelled. Wormley and his friends couldn't hear her over the thunder of their horses' hooves. They still galloped toward James. James ran into the woods. Samantha stood still and listened. Something crashed through the forest, now on her right. She caught a glimpse of red. Not the fox, she hoped, for the dogs would soon catch its scent and come her way. James ran weaving between the trees.
"Over here,"
Samantha cried, dodging into the forest. The hunters turned her way. James, breathless, leaned against a tree. Samantha grabbed his arm and pulled him in.
"I can't,"
he whined.
"You must,"
she snarled. "If you don't keep running, Wormley'll sick his hounds on you." He resisted for a second longer, and then gave in.
"We'll head for the dogwood. Follow me, and don't fall behind."
The cries of the hounds gave James the energy he needed to keep pace with her. As they struggled through the undergrowth, Samantha wondered what they would do if Wormley followed them into the woods. She hoped he would be satisfied with just scaring James and that he would continue his hunt. She smiled to herself, realizing that Wormley would have to. He couldn't ride into the forest. The trees were too thick for a man to remain in the saddle. He would have to turn back, let his hounds flush the fox, and hunt in the open fields. When they reached the dogwood tree, they stopped. Silence fell over the forest. The dogs yelped, heading north on the fox's trail.
He shot at me,
James choked out as his breath returned.
Why?
Maybe he thought you were the fox?